This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of weeks ago, the Food and Drug Administration and First Lady Michelle Obama announced changes to what is officially called the Nutrition Facts label. That box on the back is something like 700,000 products that tells you how good or how bad something is for you. It is, I think it's fair to say, iconic, that box. Berkey Belzer is the graphic designer who did the original one 20-some-odd years ago. Mr. Belzer, it's good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Kai. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you very much. It's kind of you to say. And I'm a fan of the nutrition labels, by the way, which is why we're talking. What ran through your mind when you first heard that they were going to redo this label?
Ooh. Well, I was scared about what the results might be.
Yeah.
I have a lot of affection, obviously, for the original design. But one hopes for the best.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase. What do you think of it?
It's as if my dog died and I got a new puppy I like, but not as much as I loved old Spot.
Yeah, there you go. I get that. Is it true that you wound up having to do the original nutrition label pro bono because Congress hadn't allocated the money for the informatics on this thing?
Yeah, that's right. They allocated appropriated funds to revisit the science of the label, but it never occurred to them that it ought to be designed. So we did the job pro bono.
Well, so let me ask you about a couple of design points just on the nutrition level, since that's the one we're talking about. No punctuation, which I hadn't noticed, honestly, until I started reading material for this interview. There's not a comma, there's not a semicolon, there's not a period on that whole thing, the one you designed.
That's right. What we discovered is that there are, well, first of all, we're designing for all Americans, not just one, you know, an educated American with a college education. And we discovered that punctuation. We even tried, by the way, charts and graphs, sliding bars, everything. We discovered that all of that slows down a halting reader or a reader where English is their second language or an aging reader, any of that stuff, all made a difference. So we removed everything that slowed anyone down.
How did you get the gig to do the original nutrition label? Did they just like pick you out of a phone book?
Well, it's practically like that. It actually all starts with a woman.
Yeah, I'm not even going there.
Well, I just met a gal who was to become my wife, Donna Greenfield. Still is, by the way.
All right, good.
She was a lawyer at the Federal Trade Commission, and a staffer was walking down the hall and asked her if she knew a good graphic designer. She said, well, I just met this designer named Berkey Belzer, but I have no idea if he's any good or not. So clearly I made a huge impression on her.
Well, she married you, man. Come on.
She married me, yeah. But they had been working with a very well-known New York design firm on the design of the Energy Guide.
Yeah.
Already spent $250,000 getting nowhere. So when I took a look at it, it seemed obvious what was wrong. They hired me. I started from scratch. $10,000 later, the label was done.
That Energy Star thing, by the way, did you pick that color yellow?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Did you really? Was that you?
Yeah, but you know why?
Oh, man.
Yellow and black are the most visible color combination. There is the most visible color combination you can have. So it was a smart choice.
When you, not just with this one, but with the Energy Star guide that you also did and some other information designs you've done, what are you thinking about when you're trying to get information across concisely, compactly, and informatively?
Well, the goal is, to be clear, information design is different than regular design.
Yeah.
Really what it wants you to do is focus on the efficient presentation of information first. And while I always, and any designer, hopes that they're going to have an artistic presentation, artistry plays second fiddle to getting the idea across.
Does that kill you a little bit, that artistry plays second fiddle?
Yeah, it's tough. It means that you need to think differently, and maybe it requires a level of abstract, maybe hierarchical thinking, and totally obsessive personality.
Yeah, you kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, you do. I mean, my shirts are arranged by color in my closet.
Are they really arranged by color in your closet?
Yeah.
Wow. The things you learn in a
radio. Aren't yours?
No, mine are on a dirty pile on a heap on the floor, but that's a whole different thing. Well, Mr. Belzer, thanks very much for your time, sir.
I'm so happy I could join you. Thank you, Kai.
Berkey Belzer, designer of the original nutrition label and a bunch of other stuff as well. He's got his own proposal, by the way, for the nutrition label redesign. You can find it and the original at our website. It's marketplace.org.